Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Hey there, guys. Welcome to another broadcast of Texas Bully Talk Radio, coming to you live on this chilly Sunday afternoon from Houston, Texas. This is your bully woman, Ashley Nicole, representing Journey Ring Kennels with your man, Capo, running the board. Last week, we had a few technical issues, but when we got it rolling with our guest, Gary Moore's interview, we had some good info coming at you. So we ran short on time, and we had to get this part two going today. First things first, though, if you haven't already, go to our Facebook group pages and add them. We have Dallas Bully Group, Houston Pit Bulls and Bullies, Bully Group of Waco, Texas, and also the Austin Group. In these groups, we have you covered on finding quality registered bullies, supplies, advice, contests, and anything bully-related. So whether experienced or a newbie, join in on the bully community we have going where we like to keep it bully. The goal is education and betterment of the breed. Now, shout out to Mr. Martin for purchasing our cover space with this beautiful stud El Chapo featured. If you're interested in stud services or want to find out more about what Mr. Martin has going on in his camp, you can contact him with the information posted in our cover photo. That cover space will be available again on December 6th. So if you have a kennel, upcoming breeding, studs, supplies, or anything bully-related that you want to promote, make sure you get at Capo for more information on purchasing that cover space. You're more than welcome to message me, and I can get you connected to them also. These groups we have reach over 25,000 members nationwide and can definitely get you the exposure you need. Now, real quick, before we get to talk to Gary Moore again, I wanted to hit on some upcoming bully shows. 6 days away, we have the ABKC Nationals in New Orleans, Louisiana, on Saturday, November 19th. This is the biggest ABKC event of the year with bullies, breeders, handlers, suppliers, and owners from all over the country and the world coming together under one roof to see who will be this year's top dog. I will not only be at this show, but I will also be coming to you live with Texas Bully Talk Radio, and you never know what special guests I might get to join me on the air. Now, I'm super excited to attend my first national show and to get to link up with some of the bully people that live further away that I can't always get to in person. So come on out and join us for that show. That's next Saturday in New Orleans. Now, there's also two shows coming up December 3rd. One is right here in Houston, Texas. This is going to be a USBR and Fun show, the modern day bully locally famous 2016. So if you're local to Houston and you want to see what a show is all about, there's your chance to do so without having to travel. So make sure you come on out. I think it's down on Jefferson Street. There's some links online on event pages that you can go and see that where that's at. Now, that same day, December 3rd, there's an ABKC Bully Breeders Cup in Austin, Texas. This is the show that I'll be attending. I'm also going to try to go live from this show, too, but I will say it's going to be a busy day. There's 4 shows in one that day there. And with my girl competing, I'm going to try to get with y'all on air at some point. Come on out and check out that show if you're local to Austin or can travel to that area. Feel free to stop by my booth at either Nationals or Bully Cup and say hello. I love meeting more people from the bully community and putting faces to names. Now, I want to get to our special guest, Gary Moore, a.k.a. the Doctor. Well, Gary has an influence on his brother, Tony Moore, who moved on with the development of Gray Line American Bullies. He is also the man behind the product, Doc's Oils, which is taking off and something that really works for dog skin issues. We're going to talk about these oils a little more in just a bit. But if you want to call in and speak to Gary in a little bit with questions you may have, then feel free to call our line. It's 516-387-1955. Mic check. Gary, you with me today?
Microphone check one.
Hey, Gary. Sorry to steal you away from your Sunday football, but thank you for joining me.
It's all right. I'm glad to be online.
Thanks. Before we get started in this conversation today, I do want to take a second and tell you Happy Veterans Day personally and from Bully Talk Radio. I know that it was on Friday, and I just want to acknowledge and thank you for your naval service.
Oh, okay. No problem. Thank you.
Now, Gary, to catch up some people that missed the show last week, which, by the way, y'all can go on and listen to any of our past broadcasts when you get a chance. But last week we talked about the foundation of Grey Line with your brother Tony Moore on the West Coast. You also gave due credit to Oliver De La Cruz and Lauren Westbrook. We mentioned the dogs Showtime, Camacho, and Barney being those foundational Grey Line dogs, and eventually came along West Side Monster and the infamous Notorious Juan Gotti, who was owned by Richard Barraja and took off from there. He is one of the most well-known foundational American bullies of the breed. And we started to get cut off as you began mentioning kind of the bully breeds that were the foundation of Grey Line, being Pibble and Staffordshire Terrier lines combined. You want to kind of hit back on that real quick?
Yeah. Okay. The very first litter of Grey Line pups that were born, which was August the 22nd, 1994. That's the birthday of Grey Line. The pedigree consisted of the Ruffian bloodline and Castile bloodline. And that has Staffordshire Terrier in there. And the people that really own the OG Grey Line dogs can see it. The asterisk mark, especially on the ADBA paperwork, it'll show an asterisk mark of every ancestor that was a Staffordshire Terrier. So if you have Ruffian or Castile, and you're breeding into Grey Line dogs, you're just bringing back what was way, way back there.
Yeah. Now, with this being the foundation, can you tell me kind of how these dogs eventually got to be papered and maybe under which registry started at all? I know I've heard about Raider and BKC, but I kind of want to hear what the truth is from you.
Oh, they were started off with UKC paperwork, and Tony went ahead and got all of his dogs dual registered, which was the real thing back in the early 90s, having them dual registered. And ADBA accepted them, but ADBA being the original pit bull registry, they're going to go ahead with their paperwork and identify dogs with Staffordshire Terrier blood.
Now, today we have a handful or more of these different registries for the bully breed. I know you mentioned last week about how UKC kind of frowned upon inbreeding. You mentioned ADBA. Do you think that maybe some of this inbreeding wanting to be done to kind of thicken up those lines was the cause of some of these new registries to form, or maybe what was? And how do you think they influenced the direction the breed goes?
Well, I don't think the inbreeding was a big part of the new registries. It's just people have different visions and they have different ideals of what they feel a dog should look like, especially in the bully community. So they want to create their own, registry so that it can conform with how they breed their dogs, And the exotic community is pretty much an example of that, because a lot of the exotic dogs don't fit in the normal standards, correct standards of the American bully or the American pit bull, which is fine. We have a group of people, they started their own registry because they know what other people want to see in that particular bloodline, whether people like it or not.
Right. We have that kind of divide of people based on that bully style or class. Has it always been that way in some regards? If you look back at maybe the Razor's Edge and the Gotti line dogs, or what changes have happened over the last couple decades?
Actually, it was kind of calm. What I mean by calm is people look for big head, wide chest, short and stocky. The feet have to be correct, not the easty westy crap. So, a lot of stuff, you can see a whole lot of easty westy. Kink tails, just short, stocky, correct, and big head and wide chest. And then it just got to the extremes that, people breed dogs that are really freaks. And they think that's acceptable. So maybe that's why a lot of these registries started, because people want to have their dog fit in. So you have different registries, but as a breeder, a dog owner, you have to pick out which registry you want your dogs to be bred under, because if everybody can win, then, it ain't no fun. If everybody can win, there's some really jacked up dogs, has got issues, breathing problems, feet all jacked up, rear, hock legs, kingtail. Now, the kingtail stuff, that was one of the biggest faults in the early days. Now you got the screw tail. The screw tail, that's the bulldog trait. So if you got bullies and they happen to be oldies or whatever, as long as you're not trying to say pass that dog off as something else, then that's, the screw tail is acceptable. We have to use a little common sense in what we want to achieve, but there's so many registries because everybody wants to fit in. Basically, everybody got their cups, but they ain't shipped in.
Right. So you mentioned kink tails were one of the flaws back in the day. Is that something that, you know, kind of where did that start or what came about or what did you do to fix that?
Well, I didn't do anything to fix it. My dogs don't have kink tails. Great line dogs are not born with kink tails. It's some of the bloodlines, they have dogs that that have the kink tail, and that's a bulldog. That's a bulldog trait. Anybody that's been breeding dogs know that a kink tail comes from the bulldog trait. You know, so it is what it is.
Pit right. Bulls, now, getting back to the
kink tails.
Right. Yeah, and that's what you said, you know, staff and pit is the gray line. So getting back to that gray line in Gotti, sometimes I see it spelled with a Y and sometimes with an I. Which is correct, or was there some point it changed, or is it just a fluke continually misspelled by people?
Continuously misspelled. Original Gotti, Juan Gotti born, it's Y, not an I.
So when we're talking Gotti line or we're talking Juan Gotti, it should be a Y.
Yeah, Juan Gotti, the gray line dog, can't change the fact he was born a gray line dog. In fact, Juan Gotti was actually, I can't even, the mathematics say like 90% Grand Poobah blood. They're like brothers. They got the same mother, Callie Love, and then their dads were father and son. So anything that has Grand Poobah, a lot of people forget about my Grand Poobah, but they forget about him because I didn't whore him out. I didn't, you know, pimp him out or whatever. I didn't want everybody to have him, his blood. But those dogs, those two dogs together in any pedigree is going to yield some very nice pups.
Now, I actually had a friend of mine tell me to ask you about Grand Poobah. Go ahead and tell me a little bit more about this dog.
Oh, Grand Poobah? Oh, man, that was my boy. He was a big dog. He was, of course, that comes off at gray line inbreeding, and that's what Tony did. He wanted to have big dogs. So he came off an inbred dog, and it made the bone of the dogs, all the dogs that came off that litter, head, chest, just very good selective breeding by my brother. And I inherited Grand Poobah because I had lost my dog, Moore's Blue Dallas, which is the original gray line dog. I'm actually in my living room looking at the picture of him. Original gray line dog born on August 22nd, 1994. He drowned in my swimming pool when we first moved to Corpus Christi, Texas. And so I was really devastated. So my brother went ahead and he gave me Grand Poobah. And, you know, you can give somebody a dog when they lose one, but it'll never replace that dog. But it will help heal the pain of the loss in due time. So there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, you're never going to replace the dog that you love by another dog, but the other dog slowly takes away the pain, and then you start seeing other things in that dog that comes from the ancestry, the breeding, and then it just pretty much helps you get through it. But that dog, Grand Poobah, is my best gray line dog I ever owned. I don't think there's any other dog that will be able to match him because we had a bond. He went everywhere I went, you know.
Oh, yeah. I think any dog person that you know, is true for this breed can definitely relate to that. I mean, we all get that one that is just steals our heart and kind of is our best friend. You know, they say they're man's best friend. Well, say they're woman's best friend, too, but you know how it is.
Right.
Let's see. Let's move on a little bit. I want to talk about Doc's oils, but before we get to that, when we're still talking bullies here, what's some advice that you would give to newbies or novice bully owners or breeders that are just joining the lifestyle? I don't like to call it a game because I feel like my dogs are a major part of my life and they're not just a toy to play with. So what's some advice you give our newbies?
I'm glad you said that, because everybody talks about a game, and I don't play games. Hell, I quit school because
exactly.
of recess. You know, but the only advice I can give to people is, if you're going to jump into this bully world, you need to do your homework, because there's a lot of ignorant people I see on a lot of message boards. It just makes me really, really sad because of the ignorance. You can educate yourself by reading books, buying books. I got a whole library full of books. Get to know what the heck you're getting into. These dogs are hybrids. Bullies are hybrids. That's no secret. People get mad when you say that. People like me say that. They're hybrids. They're mixed up with different bulldogs, blood. But that's okay, because they're accepted as American bullies. And you can Google it. American bullies is a mixture of different dogs of the bulldog type of breed. Know your bloodline that you're working with. Know the good and the bad. The genetic problems, there's genetic problems in every bloodline, including gray line. So I'm not even going to try to be on here telling people that, oh, gray line is the greatest thing that happened on Earth. No, we get overbites, underbites. We don't get kingtails, though. But anything that can happen in the Rottweiler bloodline can happen in any bloodline, pretty much. You know, so know the bloodline you're dealing with, and know how to outcross. And when you do inbreed, make sure you inbreed the dogs that you really like that have the good characteristics, more so the good characteristics and not the bad. So that way you'll put together a total good package of dogs, bloodline. You know, everybody wants to buy dogs, but they don't really know what they're doing. As far as health-wise, you can buy veterinarian books. That's how I learned a lot of stuff. You can buy holistic books. Just know what you're doing and what direction you want to go to. You want to go into it, because you own a dog. That's some serious stuff. You got to be able to take care of the dog. You know, we got people on message boards talking about used burnt motor oil. Are you freaking serious? Carcinogens, petroleum distillates, all the stuff that causes cancer, and you want to put that on your dog? These are things that I'm hearing from the younger people and even older people that have never really owned a dog. That stuff played out in 1970s, burnt motor oil. Just buy books. They should have books out there about pit bulls, bullies, and read. If you don't like to read, just try to read at least 5 pages a day until you finish the whole book. But my whole thing on it is, you need to really know what you're getting into. Like, for example, I've never owned horses. If I said, if I ever make a lot of money, and I was something I would like to be able to have, horses. But I'm not going to buy one horse until I know what's all about horses. The basics, not all about it, but the basics. How to properly take care of a horse. Same thing with a dog.
Right. That's definitely good advice, and education is one of our main goals of both our groups and part of the show. I agree. I see some things out there on those boards that is just like, where do these people get this from? And then they pass it to the next person, and it kind of spreads that ignorance along the line. And guys, you can't just turn to that Facebook group and take the first answer or the first couple answers and be like, all right, then that's the truth. No, you have to look it up yourself. You need to do that research. Get in those pedigrees. Look at what dogs you're dealing with. It's a lot more than just putting two dogs together because you think they look good. So that's definitely a lifestyle that you got to be ready for.
Yes.
Now let's talk a little bit about these dachshunds you created, Gary. They're becoming the talk of the bully world when it comes to skin issues, and the reviews, they're just amazing out there. I know I have personally bought and used these oils on my dogs and can definitely vouch for the fact that they do work and work well, and at the same time, they're safe and natural. I keep saying I'm a big person that's going to this all natural just from experiences with these pharmaceutical medicines. Now, I wanted to share my experience real quick with the listeners out there. I have my showgirl woman who I've been prepping for nationals. Of course, a few weeks before showtime, she decided to start kind of biting at herself, and she made a little sore, and she had a couple other little hot spots because they rough and play out in the yard. I was a little frustrated. I made sure, you know, she didn't have fleas on her. I gave her baths. I kind of looked at, okay, I changed the food not too long ago, but she would have reacted quicker. You know, all the different things run through your head of why she's doing this. That said, it's just, you know, a little bit of seasonal allergies. But either way, I needed a solution. So I pulled out my Dox oils. I gave her a bath in the shampoo, which I can tell you smells great. We've been applying those oils daily to her spots. Well, I have. The one that was the worst, she kind of almost made like a wound type. It healed up in a matter of days. Like, it wasn't open wound type or anything like that. A week or so later, like within a week, the redness was gone. And now they're all healed up to where it's just kind of waiting on that hair to grow ahead and grow back in over it. I can say I have to thank you for making this product, because it's definitely something that's needed for myself and for the bully community out there. So, Gary, for those who didn't catch our show when we talked specifically about the oils, you want to tell them a little bit more about them yourself?
All right. Like I was talking earlier about buying books and learning different things from dog books, whether it's holistic, herbal, or just a home veterinarian book, I decided that I wanted to find out more about what these different natural things do. And that's why I go online a lot. And I found the right books to purchase, and I read them cover to cover. And I've had dogs in my yard that have skin issues, mange mites, hot spots, everything pretty much that I listed on what the oil is good for my dogs have had. And I started out with New Stock. And New Stock worked really good for me, but when I ran across two of my dogs, they really had a reaction to it, allergic to sulfur. And it wasn't just the sulfur that those two dogs were allergic to. It was the smell. It's a very, really strong smell for anybody that's used New Stock. So I went into finding out about natural cures for the skin with oils. And I did research and found several different types of oils that are really good for skin. And I formulated and combined them together in low dosages. And I know this might sound ugly, but I really don't give a damn what people think. But I used it on my dogs first, because my philosophy is I want to be able to use a product that works, but I'm not going to try to even give somebody or sell somebody something that doesn't work if I haven't even used it on my own dog. So I use these different types of oils that I put together, all at Gray Line Kennels, actually when I was Blue Star Kennels back in the day, all on my dogs, and started sharing the oils with family members and close friends, very few, and they get the same results that I get. And I have to do that because I want to make sure that I'm not being blinded. But it was working on my stuff, so I'm like, well, let me go ahead and share this. So I shared it with family members, friends, and they got the same results I got, and they were flabbergasted with the results, and that assured me that, hey, I'm on to something. So me being Gary Doc Moore, humble person, I just decided, you know what, I'm just going to go ahead and keep using it in my yard, my dogs, whatever. I have family members and friends that told me, hey, brother, you need to go ahead and start marketing and promoting this. This is some good stuff. So had it not been the encouragement, people, you know, backing me up and saying, hey, man, you need to do this. So I finally broke out of the shell, and I broke out of the shell. It hasn't even been a year. I actually started like May. So that's where I'm at with it now, and people will assume that they see the testimonial pictures. Those pictures, I got people that think those pictures are taken by me, this, and this. No, they're taken by the people that buy the oil, because I tell them I would like for you to send me a before picture and then an after picture. And that's one of my requirements that I would like people to do, but not everybody does that. But the ones that do, they get really, really excited, and they see the results in front of their own eyes. And it's their testimony, not mine, and pictures say 1,000 words. And that's where I'm at right now with this Doc Oil. I'm going to be honest, I've watched the Shark Tank a lot. I love that show. It comes on every Friday, and I'm addicted to it. So with
encouragement, I have that
DVR. Yeah, with encouragement of my friends and family, I'll look at that every Friday and go, wow, man, I can do that. But, you know, I'm not going to go there and get my lunch eaten. Mark Cuban, that's my dude. I want him to see and hear what I got to say with my product. So I'm going to sit back and promote my stuff for 2 to 3 more years. And if I'm ready for the Shark Tank, then, You know, I need to be ready to answer all the questions that Mr. Cuban and Barbara and all of those Mr. Wonderful are going to ask me. So that's one of my goals, and I'm pretty stubborn when it comes to achieving something. So don't be surprised if you actually see me on there. But I'm not going to make an ass out of myself. I'm representing my neighborhood. I'm representing Compton, California, Texas, Corpus Christi. So I'm going to go on with my homework, everything done. So when they ask me questions, somebody's going to back me. That's just the way I'm going to do it. So for those that support what I'm doing now, I appreciate you. Have faith in me, and I promise people that I will never do to you as I wouldn't want anybody to do to me.
Definitely. Like you said, if you go on Facebook, you can see proof from people who have used this. I know I have pictures of before. Actually, I forgot to take and took it probably about a day or so later, and it had already started working. But I have pictures that I'm taking for you too, Doc. So, guys, go on Facebook and look at those reviews, and you can see from multiple people. So it's not just me saying it. It's not just Gary saying it. I mean, there's people that have used it here and there, and more people are trying it and showing it works. If you want to try these yourself, what's that?
Oh, go ahead. I just said I want to add something to what I said about the Doc's oil.
Yeah, if you guys, I was just going to say, if you guys want to try this for yourself, go to docsoils.com, docsoils.com. You can order it there. You can order just the oil and shampoo, or the main schmink kit that he has out there. Now, what were you going to say?
Okay, what I wanted to tell people, because there's some misconceptions on some of the boards when I post. I got kicked off of one board. They said I'm a spammer. All these on here is to sell stuff. They didn't say stuff. They said the S-H-I-T word. And I got banned from there. And I'm like, oh, that's fine. I got a tough skin. But basically, really and honest and truly, there's a lot of American people out there. We all own bullies, pit bulls, Presser Canaries, whatever, American bulldogs. And we take our dogs to vets. And you got to be honest, I'm not anti-vet. I'm just anti-vets ripping people off, because I come from poverty. So my hard-earned money means a lot to me. And if it means a lot to me, I know there's somebody probably grew up maybe poorer than me, that they don't want you to just trick them and take their money and then keep stringing them out, drawing them out of their hard-earned money. People want results, you know. And mange mice, and hear me clearly, people, is the number one moneymaker for veterinarians. Not all veterinarians are bad, but when you're spending thousands of dollars, hundreds of dollars, thousands of dollars for your dog, and they don't give you no results, it's part of the program. So you need to
not
be
only
wise.
Not only that, but then you're injecting those poisons that they give you into your dogs, whereas Doxoils is all natural. So you guys definitely need to try it. I hate to cut you off again, Gary. We have such good conversation going as usual, but I hear the music, so we're running out of time. But I do want to say thank you again for joining me on another broadcasting of Texas Bully Talk Radio.
All right. I appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
Go back to your football and have a good Sunday.
Go, Cowboys,
all right,
go.
All right, folks, it's about time to wrap it up. So I want to say thank you for joining us today. And make sure you add our Facebook groups, Dallas Bully Group, Houston, Waco, and Austin. Join us live again next weekend from Nationals with Texas Bully Talk Radio. Y'all have a great week ahead, and remember to keep it bully. I'm in love just like me, yo. Bustin' shots, now he me, yo. Metric. Free my homies, fuck.